Welcome to Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Gorel. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Fauch. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Gene Fauch. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Pee Wee Reese. Batting second. The center fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting third. The left fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Drysdale. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Don Drysdale. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Taylor. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Walls hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drysdale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Morin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thompson strikes out. Roseboro drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Thompson out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cimoli hits a pop-up towards third. Gorel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Long takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gorel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gorel is hit by the pitch. Long moves to second. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Tapp bunts towards the mound. Drysdale fields it and throws to third for the out. Gorel moves to second. One out. Gene Fauch is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fauch bunts towards the mound. Drysdale fields it and throws to third for the out. Tapp moves to second. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Neal moves to second. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fodge fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Neal moves to third. 2 outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Walls is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks is hit by the pitch. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to third. Morin moves to second. Roger Craig now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Long is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Banks scores. Morin moves to third. Thompson moves to second. 2 outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morin scores. Thompson moves to third. It's 4-0, Cubs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gorrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pee-wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cimoli is 0-for-1 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gene Fodge is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fodge is 0-for-1 in the game. Fodge strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Neal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Morin reaches second base with a double. Banks moves to third. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Long is walked intentionally. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Banks scores. Morin moves to third. Long moves to second. It's 5-0, Cubs. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Tapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morin scores. Long scores. Gorrell moves to second. It's 7-0, Cubs. Gene Fodge is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fodge is 0-for-2 in the game. Fodge takes first base on ball 4. Gorrell moves to third. Tapp moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gorrell scores. Tapp moves to third. Fodge moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-0, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Walls hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Furillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Furillo hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Roseboro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Larker pinch hits for Roger Craig. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer now playing shortstop. Ron Negri now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cimoli is 0-for-2 in the game. Cimoli hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Demeter now playing left field. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gorrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Gorrell takes first base on ball 4. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tapp for the out. Gorrell moves to second. One out. Gene Fodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fodge is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fodge hits a fly ball into right field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walls is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Walls hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 14-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 14, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-1, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Furillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Furillo hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Roseboro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fodge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 14, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gilliam now playing left field. Don Demeter now playing center field. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Thompson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 15-1, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gorrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 15, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Ron Negri. Elmer Vallow batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Zimmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 15-2, Cubs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hodges is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Demeter moves to second. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Neal is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 15, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sandy Koufax now pitching. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Tapp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tap hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Fodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fodge is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Fodge bunts towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Neal covering, for the out. Tap moves to second. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Tap moves to third. Tony Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Walls is 3 for 5 in the game, with three home runs. He's got 8 RBIs. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 15, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. One out. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Furillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Furillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Roseboro hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Walker pinch hits for Sandy Koufax. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 15, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 2. Goodbye from Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles.